say, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Ivy invited me to be down here for the Easter meetings, and I counted it a wonderful privilege. We have never met before, but it's good to be here to see him and see his dad. I got to know him through Sparks here, who introduced me to him, and you know, we talked a bit on the phone, but not much more than talking on the phone. And I came here, we got acquainted. By God's grace and eating food together,
talking
a little bit. It's been very, very wonderful.
Amen.
Excuse my throat, I've been trying to fight off a cold for the last couple of days. And I'm praying God help my voice this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. As Bible said, are you going to sing? I said, no, I'm not going to sing this morning. I'm just going to save my voice for preaching.
Amen.
How many enjoyed the services yesterday?
Amen.
Our brothers did, I think, a fantastic job.
Right?
Amen.
And breaking the word down and giving us the opportunity to be able to sit and, you know, I believe in this last hour there's a portion of the word that's allotted for the bride.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Trying to get me hooked up.
It's all right.
Okay.
I can hear
you. When you're a soldier, you have to know to fight on battlegrounds.
Yeah, that's
right.
You have to fight under all kinds of conditions. You know, I got out this morning, got in the church. You know, I don't like to read from iPads. I like to read from my Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know where I left my Bible?
In the motel.
in the motel.
Oh, my.
Right at the desk. On the desk. So I had a little more to go get it for me. But it's fine.
Amen.
I can, if you've been studying the Word of the in being around the word for some time.
Right.
You're supposed to have enough of that word in you.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm originally, if you hear me, I have a little accent. I'm originally from Guyana, South America.
Okay.
That's a country bordered by Venezuela and Brazil.
Okay.
And I've lived there for all of my life, most of my life, and moved to the States. I came here in 1995 for the first time.
Okay.
Never stayed, went back home because I had a church home that I pastored, so I stayed home. You know, I did a lot of moving back and forth to the United States of America. But then in 2001, when we had the towers fail,
right,
and a lot of the laws change. You couldn't go back and forth. I have my kids here. You know, it's a long story. I can't go into details. But eventually, I've been here for the last about 12 years.
Okay.
By God's grace.
Amen.
But I have pastored most of my life. I started pastoring at age 24.
All right.
I came to the message. My mom and dad actually came to the message around 1964.
Yeah.
And that's how I got introduced to the message and to Brother Branham.
Right.
Through my parents.
Amen.
And I came in at 1974.
Uh-huh.
I got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. And it was one of the best things I could have done.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
By God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
One of the best things that I could have done. And I met my wife. Where's she at? Stand, let me see. Oh, she wants to hug. Yes, I think I met my wife somewhere in 1981. We met for the first time, and we got married in 1982.
Okay.
And that relationship has given us 8 beautiful kids.
Wow.
I've got 4 boys, 4 girls.
Okay, even.
My eldest is 42. My youngest is 28. So I ain't got no babies. I'm an old man. Amen. But it's been a long ride, and it's been a wonderful thing.
Yes.
To be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to be a part of this wonderful, great message I believe God has given us.
Yes.
By His divine grace.
Yes.
Most people, they drift off here, they drift off there. They get into all kinds of funny things.
Yeah.
If you stay with the message, the word's been given,
Amen.
It will do exactly what it said.
Yes, right. It will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's stand to our feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I want to invite your attention to the Book of Kings this morning. Let's go to the Book of Kings. It's 1 Kings 22. We're going to read from verse 1. And it said there, and they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jehoshaphat said, and he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, inquire, because now Jehoshaphat wants to know if it's the will of the Lord to go down to this battle.
That's right.
So he said to the king, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle? Or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
Uh-huh.
And Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come among
yeah.
Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?
Well.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but. I hate him.
He never does wrong.
For he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so.
Amen.
Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, made him horns of iron. And he said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push the Syrians, until thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramah and Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, he's trying to make him. Compromise and say what the group is saying, but not what the prophet is saying. So he says, I pray thee, be like the words of one of them and speak that which is good. Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord said unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto Micaiah, shall we go against Ramah and Gilead to battle? Or shall we forbear? And he answered him, amen, go and prosper. The Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?
Look at that.
You want the truth, okay?
Okay.
He said, I saw Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd.
That's right.
And the Lord said, these have no master.
Right.
Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go and fall at Ramah and Gilead? And one said of this manner, the other said of that manner, and there came forth his spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouths of all the prophets. And the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. Let's pray. We'll probably read a little bit more after we take our seats. Father, we thank thee for the reading of the word this morning. You are the author of the word. You are the only source of divine revelation. And we stand in this place on this spot of ground seeking of you that you will give us inspiration from your word. That will enlighten our faith and lift it up to a higher bracket to face the challenges of this hour that are set before us. May you come to us today, Father, once again. We thank thee for yesterday. We had two wonderful services. The Holy Spirit came and spake profoundly from the Word and giving us, Lord, instructions from the Scriptures. We ask that you will come once again to us as we spend a few moments here today. And that you will speak to our hearts. Give me unction and give your children receptive hearts to receive. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There you see it. Thank you, my brother. Here's my Bible.
Amen.
I like to use the Bible, not these little, even though these gadgets come in a little handy. I like the good old solid Word of God.
That's right.
So I want to speak today on a subject called Micaiah's seventh seal vision. And the reason I'm calling this Micaiah's seventh seal vision, because what Micaiah was seeing and what Micaiah was speaking, it was what was already spoken by the prophet Elijah. He was not deviating from the word. He was staying exactly with the word that was given by a vindicated prophet who came on the scene, and through his ministry, he had already told what was going to be the demise of Ahab and Jezebel. So he knew how important it was for him to stay with the word that was already revealed by that vindicated prophet. Brother Branham said, in every age, God will send forth a messenger. And that messenger will come forth and give the word for that age. And when he does, God will send wonderful helpers who will come after that messenger. And they will know how important it is to say exactly what that messenger have already said.
That's what it's saying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what is that messenger? He's the voice of God to his generation.
Amen.
That's right.
Whatever he speaks, he's revealing the mind of God to the people of his age.
Amen.
The Bible says the Lord will do nothing unless he first reveals his word to his servants, the prophets. That's why when Jesus came in the middle of the Bible, Jesus didn't go to the Pharisees. Jesus didn't go to the Sadducees.
That's right.
No, he did not.
Jesus didn't go to the scribes.
No, he didn't.
Jesus went to John the Baptist.
Yes.
That's right.
Who was the Elijah of that hour.
Yes, sir.
And after the word came to Elijah, then Elijah took the word and he says, behold, the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
1933, Brother Branham is baptizing the 17th person at the Ohio River. And while he's there baptizing, the Holy Spirit appears on that river. And the voice begins to speak. As John the Baptist forerun my first coming,
your message
reintroduce Jesus Christ to your generation.
Amen.
That's what
he said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God was to letting him know that your life and your ministry was going to bring back that same son of man that walked on the shores of Galilee in this generation.
Come on now.
People saw an evangelical preacher doing miracles and signs and wonders and walking around and praying for people. But we who understood the scripture and could tie that ministry back to the scripture, we knew that was the promise of Elijah, Malachi 4 and 5, being fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Bless him, Lord.
Take your time, brother.
Hope I can do this.
You can. You can do all things.
See? So we knew he was. By vindication and by scripture, we knew he was. And we knew what his ministry was supposed to do for us in this generation. And like Brother Brown says, he said every ministry has three poles.
That's what
you have a first pole going forth. You have a second pole. And you have a third pole. We saw when he came for our God begin to vindicate that ministry. in the first bullet to give him the hands.
Yes, right. Amen.
He began to pray for the sick and get people healed, and all those things began to happen through his ministry.
Right. That's right.
God said, I'm going to take you a little bit higher.
Yes.
United States of America failed to recognize a gift that God had sent in this generation, and they bypassed it because they were catering more to signs and wonders, and they were keeping their eyes on the Word of God. So then God said, I'm going to take you a little higher. And God moved them up a little higher from the first pole to the second pole. When he began to go past the human flesh and tapped up the human spirit.
That's right.
And
begin
to tell them the different things about their life.
Man.
Tell them where they were from. Tell them about their sickness. And he goes down into their spirit and little catch things happening with them. People are coming to the platform telling dreams. Forget part of the dreams that they had. Right. And God will show him those dreams over.
Yeah,
and he will tell them what they missed in the dream.
Right.
And then give them the interpretation that God revealed to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
But as his ministry began to grow, because remember, he is Elijah the prophet.
He sure is.
Yep.
And Brother Brown says, Elijah, when he comes, Elijah does two things.
That's right.
One, he turns the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers.
Uh-huh.
And number two, he reveals the seven thunders of Revelation 10.
That's right, brother.
And he said, by these divinely revealed mystery truths,
that's
the hearts of the children will be turned back to the faith of the fathers.
Amen.
So he couldn't be fully identified as Elijah under the first and second pole.
Right.
God had to bring him to the third pole, which is the opening of the word.
Uh-huh.
That is what it takes to turn our hearts back to the faith of the fathers.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I always say the first pole conducts your flesh.
Right.
The second pole conducts your human spirit.
Yeah.
But the third pole, the word, goes to the soul to
produce
change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's perfect.
That's why a lot of people went to the meetings. They got healed in the prayer lines and went back to their organizations.
Right. Yes, they did.
They saw the miracles and they went back to the old churches and denied the word. See?
That's right.
The Bible says the rain will fall. Unjust and the unjust.
Right. Yeah.
People can get anointed with the Spirit.
Sure.
They can see spiritual things happen, but in that soul it can be conquered.
Amen. Right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Caiaphas rose up and prophesied.
That's right.
Amen. He said about Jesus going, one man dying for the sins of the whole world.
Right.
Brother Ram said the only reason he did that, he was in the priest's office.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Ghost did come upon him.
Uh-huh.
Matthew 24:24. False anointed ones.
Yeah,
that's right.
Anointed with the genuine Holy Spirit.
But
yet being false.
Amen.
See?
Right.
Judas Iscariot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Walked around Jesus.
Yeah.
Went out, did miracles and signs.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus says, thou son of perdition.
He did. Yeah. Yes, sir. He did it, Marty.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Go and do what thou hast to do quickly. Brother Brown said, what is thou son of perdition? He said he was a son of hell performing miracles under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The devil in his soul.
That's right.
He sure was. He sure was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See?
Amen.
So they failed to see who Brother Brown was.
Amen.
Right. But we have understood this because we have vetted him by divine scriptures.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And because we have vetted him, we knew that the things that happened in his ministry was not just miracles, signs, and wonders, but God was interpreting the word and bringing the word to pass.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus stood in St. Luke 17, and Jesus says, as it was, in the days of Noah,
yes.
As it was in the days of Lot,
right,
so shall it be in the last days
when
the Son of Man will be revealed.
Amen.
Brother Brown says, where was Jesus getting his information to say that the Son of Man ministry will come back again?
Right.
He said Jesus was looking at Genesis chapter 18.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
With this angel coming to Abraham, having his back turned to the tent,
amen,
and then telling Sarah, oh, Abraham, your wife, Sarah is going to have this child.
Right.
I am going to visit you according to the time of life.
There you
and Sarah laughed in her heart.
Amen.
And that angel says, Why did Sarah laugh?
Yes.
Come on now.
See, she said, no, I didn't do that. He said, yes, thou didn't laugh.
Yeah, you did.
Brother Brown said, how could he have done that? The only one can discern the heart is Hebrews 4:12. The word
comes
to discern our thoughts and the intent of the heart. He said that was the word God veiled in human flesh standing before Abraham.
Right.
And that was the last sign the world saw before Sodom went up in flames.
Yes,
Jesus is saying that sign comes back over here
as
the last sign before I burn this prison world.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Perfect.
See.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we saw that. And we knew what this ministry was supposed to do.
Yes.
But I'm going right to the book of Kings, because for him to understand his own ministry, he had to look back in the word to see how that ministry operated before, to understand how it operated in his own life.
Right.
It's like us today who claim to be believers in this hour. Yeah. The only way that we can claim that God is working through us and amongst us, we have to be able to look in the word and see God operate in the same way he operated in the word among us here today again to identify that it's him working amongst us.
Amen.
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 What is the Holy Ghost given for? Brother Brown says you have to know three things in order to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. One, you must know it's a promise.
Yes.
Two, you must know it's a promise to you as an individual.
Uh-huh.
And number three, you must know what results it's going to bring
so
that you can identify that you have it when you claim that you have it.
Amen.
So
be
it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So we have to know what the Spirit is going to do in the age that we are living in.
That's
The reason the Pharisees missed Jesus, because they couldn't tie the events of that hour to the scriptures.
Come on now.
They couldn't tie his experience to the word that was prophesied by the prophets.
Right. Yes.
Jesus' life was the interpretation of vindicated prophecy.
Amen.
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 If Jesus comes back today and lives on the inside of you, what is your life going to be?
Amen.
Your life is going to be
the
word.
Hallelujah.
Are you catching this?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
See? Man. So he had to look in the word to understand that his life was proceeding out of the scriptures.
Right.
So he said, Brother Brown knew this. He said the spirit of Elijah is going to be used five times in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
From Elijah to Elisha.
That's right.
Right.
From Elisha to John the Baptist.
Right.
Remember his father Zachariah told him, and he's praying about this baby.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit said, you'll call his name John, but he will be anointed.
Right, right.
His name is John, but he'll be anointed with the spirit of Elijah.
Right, yeah.
Right. Amen. Right.
Number three, the fourth time it comes back on the earth, not in heaven, on the earth.
Right.
It's Malachi 4.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 6,
right,
before the great and dreadful day of the Lord,
that
spirit Elijah comes back again
on
the earth. Then the fifth time that it comes is after the rapture of the church, in the time of Moses and Elijah, when God calls 144,000 Jews and gives them the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let me explain this to you. You have to understand scriptural chronology in order to find your place in the Word.
Yeah,
so Brother Branham, like Jesus, had to know what place in the Word was applicable to his life and ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Are you catching this?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Perfect faith. Brother Branham said faith is the ability to be able to see yourself in the Word.
Amen.
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 That's what faith is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There it is.
See? So he knew he was standing in the fourth move of the coming of the spirit of Elijah.
Uh-huh.
So when he saw that, he goes to the book of Kings. And he saw Elijah was a wilderness man.
Right.
I've got to be a wilderness man like him. He said Elijah stood against all the religious organizations.
He said, then my ministry will have to do the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Elijah was the one who stood there and condemned the politicians.
Yes.
He said, my ministry will have to be the same thing. Right. He's looking at the pattern over here and comparing it with his own life.
Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he goes to speak on the ministry of Elijah, and he goes to the book of Kings, listen carefully.
Come on.
He's looking not only at his ministry,
yeah,
he's looking at the geography of his ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it happened. Right. When God said, behold, I send Elijah the prophet, it could have been in England, it could have been in Russia.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Right.
That prophet could have come from Spain,
right,
France,
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah.
But when God said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Malachi 4, 5, and 6 was the United States of America unwritten in the Bible.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Because that was the geography.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when Brother Branham saw his ministry in the United States of America, he said, okay, let me look for Israel and see what the pattern is between the United States and Israel. Because this prophecy comes out the book of Kings.
Yeah.
So he's looking carefully and he said, look at Israel as a nation. They came out of bondage,
right,
came out of persecution, and they fled and came to America for freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, our forefathers came out of Europe and they came to America for freedom of worship.
Yeah.
He said, it's exactly the same. Right. He said, we came over here, pushed back the Indians and took their land, and God blessed us in doing that.
That's
right. Go back. He's saying it.
Yeah.
He says, and look carefully. He said, Israel did the same thing. They pushed those nations back, and they occupied the land.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said, God blessed them in doing it. He said, then they began to get mighty kings coming to the nation.
Yeah.
You had kings like King David.
Right.
Then you had kings like Solomon and all those kings coming into the ministry,
yeah,
coming into the
man.
Kingship. He said, but then, after a while, Israel began to choose their own kings,
yeah,
that was
right,
taking them further,
yeah,
and further away from,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
until,
yeah,
they end up with an Ahab on the throne,
yeah,
and a Jezebel behind him.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the prophet now.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, if that's the pattern in the book of Kings over
right
here,
uh-huh,
that is the shadow.
Yeah.
And I am the object,
right,
that,
yeah,
is casting,
yeah,
a shadow.
Yeah.
It'll have to be the same over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Woo! Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. See?
Amen.
He said, but look what Ahab did. Ahab left all the women of Israel,
uh-huh,
and went out and got married to Jezebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The daughter of this Sidonian king.
Yeah,
who was an idol worshiper?
Yes, sir.
Who was performing all kinds of necromancy and all that stuff?
Come on!
And he brings her over,
uh-huh,
into Israel and sets her on the throne next to him.
Yes.
So he's looking at the pattern and he's looking at America.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my!
Then in 1960, mm-hmm, and we all know this, we're students of the message.
Yes, sir.
1960, America elected his first Catholic president.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you know Rome is a type of Jezebel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Revelation chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
That,
yes,
woman that rided the colored beast,
right,
bedded with silver and precious stones.
Amen.
And then she sat on seven hills.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And we know what the Bible explains that,
yeah,
to mean to us in this hour.
Right.
It's the Vatican with their influence over the entire world.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Jezebel in the Old Testament,
yes,
and Jezebel in the New Testament.
Right.
Elijah,
right,
in the Old Testament, and Elijah over here in the,
right,
New Testament.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
See, they elected their first president. When they had an election, November 1960, Brother Branham came to the church in February of 1961, and he said, I want to come to the Branham Tabernacle and preach a message this morning called Jezebel Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he always believed that modern events are made clear by vindicated prophecy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, I want to preach on Jezebel Religion. Where does Brother Branham go? Brother Branham goes into the book of Kings.
Yeah.
Where Ahab marries Jezebel.
That's right.
And after he does that in 1 Kings 16, 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah the Tishbite comes out the wilderness and said, thus saith the Lord, there'll be no rain or dew upon this land until I, Elijah, call for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Neither did.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bram said, note carefully, as soon as Ahab got married to Jezebel, he said, look how Elijah comes in on the scene around the same season. Where? In the land of Israel. This is now in America. Where is Ahab and Jezebel and Elijah? In the same geographical location.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
See? So he points it out.
Yes.
And he said, in the same place. He said, Ahab was the king of Israel, but Jezebel was the neck that turned
that
day.
That's
right. That's
he was the one that was running the country, supposedly, but Jezebel was the one that was actually controlling everything behind the scenes.
Amen.
Brother Barry says that the Roman Catholic Church has taken control of the United States government, and we are being run by a Catholic system, and we don't know it.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah. That's why every president who gets elected, where does he go? He goes to the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
He goes there and gets on his knees and kisses that ring.
Every one of them. Tell us about
Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, everybody goes to the Vatican, kisses the ring, and comes back home.
Sir, right.
They bow down to that spirit because the Bible said she's set upon kings.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Hallelujah!
But when it comes to Elijah,
Amen.
Brother Branham in 1961.
Come on.
He said, "How can you do something like this, America?"
Come on now.
He said, "You know what that spirit did to your forefathers? Murdered and plundered them.
Yes, yes.
And you let that spirit come back into this country and take control of your nation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right back into what you come out.
Right.
Amen." Exactly.
You're back in the same thing I took y'all from.
People don't even realize it.
Why would you do something like that?
Why?
And he goes after the Pentecostals of the South.
He does.
Go back and read Jesuit Religion.
Yes, sir.
He said, all you Pentecostals of the South.
Yeah.
Why did he go after them? Remember, 1906 was the Pentecostal revival.
Right.
That old colored black man with the bald hair praying for revival in that little barn. And the Holy Ghost came down upon him and started a revival throughout the world.
Say more.
Brother Branham says, he said the reason they were doing that, remember during that time, when Kennedy was running to become president, we had Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was the friend of Bobby Kennedy. And Bobby Kennedy was courting Martin Luther King, telling him, well, you know, my brother can get better schools for you. My brother can get so-and-so for you.
Yeah.
My brother can do so-and-so for you. They were trying to court the votes of those Pentecostals. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brother Branham came in, on the pulpit, and he says, Martin Luther King is going to lead his people to a slaughter.
That's what he said.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
He had good intentions.
Yes, he did.
But he was deceived by a Roman Catholic system that was bringing the daughters back home to the mama.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're right.
And in 1960, the colored votes of the South in the Pentecostal church took Kennedy to the White House. And when that happened, Brother Bam goes to the Bible. He said, Jezebel is again in the White House.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Quick, I want to run this for you.
That's right.
When she gets into the White House, Elijah comes and makes this prophecy. But if you look in your Bible, let's turn quickly. Those of you who have your Bibles.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's go to 1 Kings 21. Oh, Jesus, help us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Help
us.
I can't read all of it, but I'll read some of it. 1 Kings 21. Verse 6. This is Naboth. And he said unto her, behold, I spake unto Naboth.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Jezreel. And said unto him, give me thy vineyard, and I will give thee another vineyard for it. Abraham is wanting Naboth's vineyard. Naboth said, I can't give it to you.
Right.
It's my father's possession.
Right.
Yes.
If it please thee, I will give thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard.
Right.
And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, dost thou not govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry, and I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreel. Who is giving the vineyard of Naboth to Ahab? Yeah. Jezebel.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on, nail down.
See something.
Right.
So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with a seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in the city dwelling with Naboth. Yeah. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast, set Naboth on high among his people, and set two men, the sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders of the and the nobles, who were the inhabitants of the city, did as Jezebel had said unto them, and it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. Jezebel is controlling the narrative.
Yes.
She's controlling the media.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
She's married to Ahab, so she's using Ahab's influence and Ahab's power to control the narrative.
She sure is.
Amen.
She's telling Ahab, you want this vineyard, I'm going to get it for you.
I'll get
it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You don't have to sit there and sulk. I can get this vineyard for you.
Yeah.
How is she going to do it? She's going to murder Naboth and take his vineyard.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Let me stop for a moment. Listen to me for a moment. We'll read again.
Come on, brother.
How many remembers 2001, 9/11? When the towers fell.
Yes, sir.
And then America stood there, and we accused Saddam Hussein of being responsible for taking down the towers.
Right. Yeah.
Because the information was given to our United States government by the CIA.
Yeah.
They're saying, this guy is the culprit that did it. And he has a lot of weapons of mass destruction that is going to destroy us. He is a national threat.
Right.
We have to take him out. See,
right.
Back then, I was in Canada preaching. And I was sitting in the preacher's living room. And the Holy Spirit said to me, no, this is the book of Kings being repeated back again in this house. Jezebel and Ahab is going after Naboth's vineyard.
That's right.
They're not killing for national security. They are killing for possession.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, look in your Bible and see where this happened. So I goes into my Bible. And when I look into the Bible, Ahab had three Syrian campaigns. He had one campaign, then he went out another one. Ahab now, between the second and third Syrian campaign, he is going down to get Naboth's vineyards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the book of Revelation, under the trumpets, after the first four trumpets, Revelation chapter 8, it says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the auditory trumpeting angels that are supposed to sound. Right. Trumpet 5, trumpet 6, and trumpet 7 holds the three woes. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Right. Amen.
When was the first woe?
World War I.
1914 to 1918. Is that correct?
Right.
Amen.
World War II was when?
Yeah.
1939 to 1945.
Yeah.
What happened between 1939 and 1945?
Come on.
The Bible says 200,000 supernatural devils loose out the river Euphrates. Where is Euphrates? It runs through Babylon.
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it does.
Babylon does not exist anymore as physical Babylon.
That's right.
It's a spiritual Babylon. Yes, Babylon says in Feast of Trumpets.
Yes, sir.
He said it's a spiritual Babylon.
Yes,
then it's
it
a spiritual river Euphrates.
Uh-huh.
He says that those spiritual horse riders coming out of that river, he said there are not so many horsemen in the world. He said those are devils and chargers, Roman devils, loosed upon those Jews in their political realm and loosed on the bride in the religious realm.
Amen.
Exactly right. That's what he said.
Yep.
Amen.
That's what you fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's exactly
what
right.
What produced these wars?
Come on. The
Industrial Revolution of the 1900s. When they started changing from the farming society into start making all these factories and stuff, they begin to go into technology and making equipment.
Then
the politicians took all this technology that was used to make factories and increase production, and they turned them into weapons of war.
Uh-huh. Right.
Is this the Bible?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
And when they turned it into weapons of war, it was to fulfill those woes in the Bible where it says, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Right.
Where is World War II? World War II is Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to verse 21.
Yes.
Where
is Revelation 10? Revelation 10 is after Revelation 9, 21, and before Revelation 11. What happens in Revelation 11? Two olive trees. Moses and Elijah goes out and calls 144,000 Jews. After World War II and before Moses and Elijah, Revelation 10 is injected in the Bible to show the coming of the prophet Elijah, who comes down.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's good eating.
Yes, sir.
It's fitted into the chronology of the Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that's where the ministry is.
Right.
Remember, Brother Branham, when he's looking at the Jews being scattered and the Jews being regathered.
Right.
He said, look at how when they turned on Jesus in AD 30.
Right.
40 years later, exactly, here comes Titus, the Roman general, riding into Jerusalem because the priest had persuaded the people.
Yes.
Say, ask for Barabbas to be released and crucify Jesus.
Right. Yes.
The modern day televangelist preachers are doing the same thing.
Yes.
They're crucifying this message and they're embracing a Barabbas system.
Right. Yes.
Christ is once again rejected by the denominational world.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
See?
Right.
So they said, let this blood be upon us and upon our children.
Yeah.
That's what them Jews said.
Sir.
Brother Brown said, 40 years later after they did because they said, let the blood be upon us and our children, Titus comes into Jerusalem and slaughters them.
Yes.
And their blood runs through the streets of Jerusalem.
Yes,
he said, 40 years is one generation.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's right.
40 years is one generation.
Right.
He said, if it took God one generation to run them out of the land, it will take him one generation to bring them back to their homeland.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. It talks the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruit, the Feast of Passover.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Feast of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Feast of Pentecost is what? Seven Sabbaths.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not a Feast of Trumpets. Brother Branham explains it.
Right.
Yeah.
He said those are the seven church ages.
Yes, sir.
What comes after Feast of Pentecost?
Yes.
Feast of Trumpets.
Yes,
sir. He said, what is Feast of Trumpets?
Yes.
The regathering of Israel back to their homeland.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Same here.
Is that correct?
Amen.
Amen. See?
Amen.
Brother Brown says, we have had seven church ages.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
After the Feast of First Fruits.
Yes.
What is the first fruits? The resurrection of Jesus
Christ.
Jesus comes out of the grave,
man.
And Paul and those are sent where?
Amen.
To go to the Gentile church.
That's
because Jesus, just like Joseph, is sold by his brethren for 30 pieces of silver.
Yes.
Joseph goes to Egypt and gets married to a Gentile bride.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus goes to seven church ages and gets a Gentile bride.
Amen.
After his rejection and he's lifted up from the prison, and sets up the right hand of Pharaoh.
Yes!
Hallelujah! So, Brother Ram says, 1906 was the last national revival the world saw.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct. The world saw.
And remember, every time that the revival strikes the world, it dies in 3 years.
Yes, it does.
These preachers know that.
Yes, it does.
It dies in 3 years.
Always.
So, the last national revival happened in Azusa Street.
That's right.
God is restoring the church back.
Yeah.
He's bringing a revival to produce the shock in the shock age.
That's right.
What follows the shock? The grain. And when the grain comes back, it's the fourth move of restoration that brings back the original seed, the son of the ground, and forms it back on the earth again in a son of man ministry. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Son of man ministry is the grain coming back from the earth again.
Amen.
The world being fully formed and fresh. Not in heaven and skin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Son of man is the word made flesh.
Yes.
That's who you are.
Amen.
In this hour, the word made flesh in bright form.
Amen.
Preach.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
The world can't say that.
That's this. Yes, Lord. So 1906 is the last national revival.
That's right.
Remember, when Luther came and that revival died within 3 years, God had to start something else to bring the church forward. So 1906 is the last revival the world saw in the Azusa Street.
That's right.
6th of April.
Come on now.
The same month. Month of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Month of the quickening power.
Amen.
April. 6th of April, 1909.
Yeah.
Exactly 3 years
after
the revival dies, the same pillar of fire that leads Israel out of Egypt comes down to a little cabin where a boy is being born. And all was over the child because it was the dawning of a new day and the beginning of a new ministry.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Amen.
See? So, Brother Brown is looking at these things. So here's the last Pentecostal revival, 1906. After 1906, we have World War I in 1914. To 1918.
Yeah.
What happens then? Mm-hmm. The war is stopped mysteriously in November, the 11th day, the 11th hour.
Yeah.
Nobody knew why it stopped. Until today, they're still asking the question.
How did
but a prophet unto whom the word is revealed goes to the book of Revelation and said that's Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1. The angels are told to hold the four winds.
That's exactly right.
Until I seal my
that's
servants
right,
in their foreheads.
Right.
He said that's World War I, Revelation 7:1. Then here comes in 1939.
Yeah.
Then to 1945.
Right.
Amen.
The world goes to war again. But this second war is intended by God to regather Israel. Whom he had scattered. Because he said, I will scatter them and then regather them and judge the nations unto whom I sent them. And Zechariah chapter 13 says that Jesus will come in the last days after the bride leaves the house. And he will come through the eastern gates of Jerusalem. And he will show them the prints of the nails in his hand.
Amen.
And they'll say, where have you got these prints?
Come
on, it's just in the house of my friends. The scales of blindness will fall off the eyes of 144,000. Not the whole of Israel.
Amen.
144,000 eyes will be opened.
Yeah.
And they'll recognize the Messiah they rejected 2,000 years ago.
Hallelujah.
And down comes the baptism of the Holy Ghost and seals them with the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See?
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
So the end of World War II is 1945.
Right.
Israel goes back home in 1946 and hoists the 6-point Star of David.
Right.
Whilst they're hoisting that 6-point Star of David,
come on,
this prophet is at Green's Mill.
Uh-huh, he is.
Need some water again. Jesus.
Get your drink.
Hey, man.
Get your drink.
He's earned it.
Good preaching, my brother. Good preaching.
I teach a lot, so excuse me. Take your time. I like to preach, but I like people to catch what I'm saying.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Right.
Amen.
You know what happened to me? I have some jottings I made on this message on my card 17 vision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it with Fox. I don't know where it is. You can find it.
Come on.
But the thing about it, I believe if you are his people, and I'm a channel of communication to speak to you,
mm-hmm,
I can stand there and he can speak through me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He does. Amen.
That's right.
He does.
Yeah.
And he will.
I don't need
yes.
Much.
Yes, brother.
Beautiful.
So 1946. They're back in the homeland.
Yes, sir.
Brother Brown, at this time, if you're feeling sleepy, let me tell you what you do. There are two bathrooms. There's a male, there's a female.
Yeah.
Go back and get some water.
Right. Get you some water. Put it on your back. That's right.
Your brother will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to excite you. Get you jumping out.
Come on. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So bear with me.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Your way, Lord.
So he's here with Reverend Bess in the Baptist Church. And Reverend Bess is telling right. Brother Brown, he's seen all these visions.
Uh-huh.
Say, you have a devil on you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Because the days of miracles are past.
Oh, that's what it said.
You're talking about all these visions and dreams and miracles.
Yeah.
The days for that is over.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell us?
Yeah.
Brother Branham goes to Green's Mill, and he's going there to pray,
uh-huh,
to ask God to take the devil off of him that Reverend Best told him he has.
That's awful.
And he goes in that cave and says, oh, Mr. God, can you please, I don't want these things anymore in my life.
Right.
They tell me I'm a devil. And while he's praying and asking God to remove a gift in his life that was designed in the evening time as Eliezer to go get a bride for Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And it was the hour, it was the season, and that's why that gift was getting anointed.
Yes, sir, my brother.
But he couldn't see it because he had no scripture to tie his experience to.
Right.
That's right.
The angel was coming to him to give him scripture to tie his experience to scriptures.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes!
You got it,
amen, amen.
You can't get no shimmy in the spine and jump up and down. You have to get scripture to tie your experience to identify.
Yes.
Make you
change.
Amen.
See?
Yeah.
Whoa,
man.
Come on, reach. So he's right in there. And then this pillar of fire comes in the cave.
Yeah.
Out of the pillar of fire, a man 200 pounds.
Yes,
sir.
And said, I've come to you to explain to your strange life out of the scriptures.
Right.
And he takes him back to the Bible and shows him he's Elijah the prophet. Ooh. That's why you're getting these experiences.
Yes.
That's why you're going through these things. Because that scripture is about to come to pass. And you are the vessel to which that scripture
is
interpreted.
Amen.
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 Try it, brother. Try it.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Why is he coming to him then? Because it's the end of World War II.
Right.
Right.
The end of World War II is Revelation chapter 9 and verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 10, a mighty angel descends from heaven with an open book in his hand. Revelation 10, 1 comes to Revelation 10, 7 with the abstract title deed of redemption to reclaim the lost possession to restore Adam, Eve, and Eden.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When does the angel come? Between World War II and World War III.
That's right.
Exactly in the history of God's chronology.
Yes, Lord.
It took God 40 years to run them out.
Right.
80 to 80, 70. Now God is running them back to the homeland in the exact same time.
Yes.
You go back to Daniel 70 weeks, it's in there. You say, here is God bringing them back to the homeland in the exact time.
Right.
1906 to 1946 is exactly 40 years. They're back in the homeland, and here comes Elijah on the scene. Standing in the nation of America, where Jezebel gets married to Ahab.
Yeah.
All right. Amen.
Good.
See?
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, my Amen. Goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's running the country?
Yeah.
Jeff's better running this country.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just need to tell people, can you show me one single bank in this country America owns? America doesn't own any bank.
Come on.
They're all privately owned.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That's correct.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Your Bank of America was called Bank of Italy, started in San Francisco.
Yeah.
After the Great Depression, when Americans began to catch on to what the banking system was doing.
Yes. Right.
For fear of a negative impact coming against the bank,
yeah.
The Catholic Church changed the name from Bank of America to from Bank of Italy to Bank of America.
Uh-huh.
See, this whole, the entire financial system of the United States was hijacked by the Roman Catholic Church.
It is.
In 1913,
how about that?
In Georgia, a place called Jackal Island, where these big financial companies went there and claimed they were going to go and do some hunting.
Oh,
yeah. They took pictures. They were not hunting for animals. They was hunting for the American economy. See? And they created the federal banking system.
Yeah.
America doesn't print their own money. These private corporations print the money, and that is the government. This country never had income tax. Income tax was instituted in America after 1913, when the major corporations took away the financial power of the American government. That's why Brother Ramsey said this nation is bankrupt. She is boring and spending money off of taxes. She's going to collect 40 years up the road. She's bankrupt. And she's going to eventually have to borrow money from Rome. When she does, Rome will push her to turn against Israel.
That is true, brother.
If you think you are close to prophecy, you are close to prophecy.
Yes.
Look at the last United Nations meeting they had. And when they asked them to vote, America always voted against all those other nations and stood with Israel. This last time here, they voted against Israel.
That's
it never happened.
That's
you are closer than you think.
Amen.
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 Preach.
Amen.
Right, brother.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Benjamin Netanyahu always goes back to the scriptures.
He always does.
This is what he says.
Yes.
He says, we are standing again.
Got a Benjamin
in the book of Esther.
Yeah.
He says, Haman
is
trying to take us to the gallows.
That's what he said.
The man is applying the scriptures. And you look at the book of Esther. You want me to show where it is?
Come
Esther
on.
Is between Nehemiah and Job. What is Nehemiah? Nehemiah is Israel rejected back in the home after 70 years of captivity.
Yes.
The book of Job is the resurrection, the seventh
trumpet,
the great trumpet.
Hey,
so between the great trumpet and the rejected of Israel, Haman is trying to go against Esther.
Right.
Amen. Who is Esther? She's a Gentile woman.
Right.
But she sits in the palace. She has no understanding for the reason why God got her there. Our mind was quickened by the seventh chamberlain. Mordecai. Mordecai means little short man. So they kept talking. Hallelujah.
Short man.
And little short man. And begins to open the word to her. You have come to power for a time as this. Before the king.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Plead for your people.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says she goes before the king.
Hallelujah.
The king takes the scepter, the authority of the nation, the authority of the king. And it goes from the hand of the king to the hand of his bride.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. A spoken word ministry.
Uh-huh.
From the hand of the king to the hand of the bride.
Amen. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where? Between Nehemiah and Job.
Amen.
Between the sixth and seventh trumpet.
Amen.
In the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
After
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm trying to run this quickly.
Thank you, Lord.
God help us.
Thank you, Lord.
But here it is. They're back in the home and he knew where he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Positionally.
Yes.
So he's looking around. In 1960, he sees that marriage between Ahab and Jezebel. The union comes together.
Yeah.
They're not married.
Come on.
But now Jezebel is telling Ahab, I am going to get for you Naboth's vineyard.
Uh-huh.
You don't worry about it. When that war took place, I told the people I was preaching to. I said that war has no benefit for the United States of America. What that war benefits is major corporations.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
Who trades in oil.
That's exactly
who trades
right.
in all these goods.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You go to the book of Daniel. He said the fourth beast, the Vatican, is the one who causes trade to prosper.
That's right.
You go to Revelation chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the merchants of the earth are
right.
being made
yes.
rich,
yes.
rich.
Yes.
by her
yes.
delicacies.
Yes.
Yes.
Sir.
What are the delicacies?
Right.
The bounces gold
yeah.
and oil.
Yes.
That's right.
Wine.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That is exactly right. Right.
So who is in the gold business?
Come
where's
on.
All the gold? You know, America has no gold.
No,
Fort
right.
Knox don't have no gold.
Come on now.
The Vatican have all your gold.
That's exactly right.
Sir,
right.
the money.
That's right.
They gave you paper
that's
money in exchange.
Yes,
at
sir.
One time, the American dollar was backed
that's right.
by
right.
gold and silver.
Right.
Yes,
right.
it was.
Today, it's no longer backed by gold and silver.
No.
It's a legal document for paying the debts.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Yep.
See? It's a note of debt.
Yeah.
Right.
See,
right.
It has no intrinsic value.
Right.
Think about it.
Your
right.
dollar, your $5,
get
your $10,
mind.
Your $50, and
sir.
Your $100
Better.
All
Better.
Have the same value. Why?
Yeah.
It I'll takes the same
back.
Amount
yeah,
of paper
same.
And ink to make them.
Yeah.
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 Word squats.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, amen.
That's right.
See,
right.
Brother Ramsey, at some point, the Catholic Church is going to call in for trade. With gold. When it does, you'll come to find that all that paper money you have is worthless.
Oh,
right.
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 Right. Right.
See? So it's a bankrupt nation.
Yes.
So she trades in all these things. She trades in the souls of men. You go back and find out that, thank you. You go back and find the slave trade. They blamed all these other countries. Rome always hid behind the slave trade. Last year, the Roman Catholic Church apologized for the benefits that she gained off the slave trade.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because she was the initiator of
yeah.
the slave trade in the book of Revelation. The Roman Catholic Church
yeah.
is a slave trader.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
So she's trading all these things. So when America goes to war, listen carefully,
that's right.
and goes to these foreign countries,
mm-hmm.
and is fighting for territories, claiming that they are doing for national security,
mm-hmm.
what they're doing is actually securing wealth around the world.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
You ever seen America in any country where there's no wealth?
No.
You ever see England in any country where there's no wealth?
Uh-uh.
You ever seen France in any country where there's no wealth? They only goes to countries where there's minerals and oil.
Right, right.
And they go say, we're
Amen.
Trying to set up democracy. Right. They're not trying to set up democracy. Jezebel is using Ahab's military power to conquer territories
Freaking.
For her.
Right.
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 Yes, sir.
Now we can go back and finish reading this piece of scripture in the Bible.
Amen.
Quickly.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
We're reading out of 1 Kings chapter 21.
Okay.
Let's go to verse 14. Then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, arise. Did they say national security?
No.
No. Arise, take possession.
Amen.
Of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money,
mm-hmm.
for Naboth is not alive but dead.
Right.
And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession. Listen now, verse
yes.
17. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. Thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast killed and also taken possession.
Right.
But what did the media say? CNN, CBS.
Come on, man.
Weapons of mass destruction. We have to get rid of them. We have to do this. We have to do that.
Lie. Lies.
Jezebel controls the media.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So he is killed and also taken possession. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine.
Yes. Amen.
And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee because thou hast sold thyself to the work of evil in the sight of the
right.
Lord. Amen. Otherwise, God is looking and seeing what you're doing here.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy prosperity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that shut up and left up in Israel. And I will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Who was Jeroboam? The guy who took Israel and built two false gods and said, here's your God Israel, who bring you out. And God giving the same judgment to give you out.
He did. He surely did.
Like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin.
Yeah.
And of Jezebel also.
Uh-huh.
The Lord saying, spake the Lord saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of air in the city, the dogs will eat. Him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like Ahab, which did sell himself to the work of wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. Who is stirring up America? Jezebel.
Yes.
Who is setting up all these wars around the world? Jezebel.
For sure. Amen.
And our soldiers are going overseas and dying in wars to put money in the coffers of Jezebel.
Amen.
That's right.
Shame.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Shame.
We're fighting wars that has no financial or economic value to the United States of America.
That's
correct,
brother.
We are fighting Jezebel wars.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
The line of coffin. Yes, sir, brother.
See?
Amen.
So Elijah said, the dogs are going to lick your blood, and the dogs are going to eat your flesh.
Yes.
That's a prophecy going forth.
Yes, it is, brother.
Hallelujah. Revelation 10:7 opens up the seven seals and reveals the end of Jezebel and Ahab out of the revealed word for the hour brought to him by a constellation of seven angels.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he puts it in 1,100 books and gives it in the hand of
the Jesus. Yes, amen.
Come on, Micaiah. Here is the word of Elijah. Right. Take the word of Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now they're asking you, Micaiah, to bless what Elijah already cursed. Right. How can you bless something that the message of the hour has already cursed?
Amen.
You can say exactly what the message is saying.
Amen. Amen.
It's cursed.
Amen.
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 Go on now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Ahab is about to go to his final Syrian campaign.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Yes.
World War III.
Yeah.
Battle of Armageddon.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Where all nations gather themselves together.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And they want to know if they're going to prosper in that war.
Uh-huh.
And Micaiah goes into the open words of Elijah the prophet.
Yes, sir.
To see what Elijah said. So even when they asked Micaiah, they said, can you say what those 400 prophets who are eating at Jezebel's table?
That's
right.
Yeah.
TD, Jewel.
Feed your estim, give them wealth.
Craflow.
Yeah.
say what these guys are saying.
Yeah, you say what they say.
They bless everything. They bless the gays. They bless the lesbians. They bless over here. They bless over there. They bless everything.
Yeah.
My cousin, I can only bless what he likes to bless.
Amen. Amen.
I know you call him a woman hater because you talk about Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's the word of a vindicated prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Even South William Branham come back and try to change it again. Paul said, the things I've spoken unto you, I, Paul, come back and tried to change what I said. I can't change it. And if any man come after me and don't say what I have already said,
he can cursed.
Amen.
He is cursed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He's cursed.
Yeah.
So Zeddy can't make these horns go, oh, you'll push them to the east, push them to the west. You know, these emotional stuff. They get in these praise dance, and then everybody got a gift of prophecy, and they prophesy all kind of stuff.
Right.
All these prosperity gospels.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That's all they talk about.
And they say, Micah, you come and do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Do the prophecy. Oh, yeah. Hey, do the prophecy.
Do it.
Bring a bunch of praise dancers in front of the church and go through all the relics and all that stuff and then prophesy.
Uh-huh.
My car said, I didn't see that done by Elijah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do and say what Elijah didn't say.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the spirit and the bride will say the same thing.
Yes, I will.
And the prophet also will say the same thing.
Yes, sir.
And what the spirit, the bride, and the prophet say would have already been said in the words.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's right.
So he comes up to him and tells Ahab, he said, Ahab, why didn't God prosper? He tells Ahab what he wants to hear.
Right.
Yep. And Ahab said, no. Haven't I told you? Oh, you need to tell me the truth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You see, you want the truth? Yeah, you tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't ready for
that.
So,
well, if you want the truth, this is the truth.
Right, right.
I see the nation of Israel.
Scattered.
Sheep scattered.
Yes, sir.
Like a ship.
Without a shepherd.
Right,
right.
In other words.
No leadership.
You are going to die.
Yes. Amen.
That's right. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Joseph, what I told you.
Right.
He hates me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing good to say about me.
Right.
No, a man could say something, but if he cannot prove the source from which that revelation
come
came,
on, right.
That he can tie it back to the word.
That's right.
Then I don't care how nice that revelation sounds.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell people, I don't preach quotes.
Yeah.
If I see a quote and it don't fit back in the Bible here.
Amen.
I gonna say Brother Branham said this.
Yeah.
That's right. No.
Because he cannot say nothing that is contrary to this Bible.
That's exactly right.
If he does, he's a false prophet.
That's what it said.
See?
That's right.
It has to fit.
Amen,
brother.
Right.
See?
Amen. Scripture.
So here he does.
Amen. Lord,
so I see Israel scattered.
Right.
A sheep without a shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how you see that.
Right.
He goes to explain to them why he's telling them what he's telling them. He says, I see God. Now, here's Micaiah. He goes from the seen world to the unseen world.
Right.
That's right.
We have seen all these wars and all these fightings going on.
That's right.
But there's supernatural things in the unseen world that is influencing these wars for the fulfillment of scriptures.
Right.
Politicians make decisions because there's scripture to be fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
Herod tells Joseph and Mary, go back to your country. This is a politician now.
Yeah.
To pay your taxes where you come from.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Mary is pregnant, about to give birth to Jesus, but she's forced to leave under that condition to go back to Bethlehem.
Right.
Why is that? Because the Bible says out of Bethlehem, Judea will come forth this governor.
Yeah.
Mary is in Jerusalem. She gives birth to Jesus in Jerusalem. Jesus would have been born in the wrong place.
Right.
And the scriptures would have been messed up.
Amen.
So God allows a politician to make a decision that will influence the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Yeah. If that is the way it was then, that is the way it's going to be now. Yeah. God will influence the decision of these politicians to allow the prophecies of man
Amen.
To fall Amen. To come to pass.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you catching this?
Yes. Amen.
Modern events can only be made clear by vindicated prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Trying to bring the close. So, he tells him this. And he has to, you know, slap this guy. And give him water of affliction. Yeah. Lock him up till I come back.
Right.
He said, if you come back,
God, it's yes.
Then this message that I've been following for the last 20 years is wrong.
Amen.
Right.
Glory.
If you come back, then Elijah is a false prophet. Are you catching where we're going with this?
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
Yes.
You say you can't come back because that's what Elijah said, and I am only reiterating vigorously what is said by the vindicated prophet.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I am given the same book that was given to him by the angel. I have eaten that book, and I'm prophesying again what Elijah prophesied.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Same message. Amen. Same revelation.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Like I said, I saw God in the unseen realm. He said, who will go down?
Who will go down?
And deceive air.
Yes.
Amen.
That air may go down and die in this battle.
That's right.
So that the prophecy of Elijah can be fulfilled.
Right.
And I saw a lion spirit goes up before God.
Right.
And said, I will go down, listen carefully, and be a lion spirit in the mouth of all of Ahab's prophets.
Yes.
And make them lie to Ahab.
Yes.
So that he dies.
Yeah.
So Zedekiah comes up first. Thus said the Lord. He goes and takes his seat. The next minister comes up. That devil jumps out and says he can't jump to the next one.
Right.
He comes and says the same thing Zedekiah says.
That
one goes take his seat. He jumps out of that one, jumps in the next one.
Oh, yeah.
This is in the unseen realm. We're watching these guys, these big mega churches, guys, preaching and blessing politicians, blessing this, blessing that, blessing that. What is anointing them? Spirits from the pit of hell, incarnated in human beings, standing behind the pulpit, giving out false prophecy.
Amen.
Right, brother.
Wow.
Nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Quickly, I have to close. Oh God, help me. Revelation 16.
Amen.
I'm sorry I'm holding you this long, but I want you to see the full picture. Revelation 16.
What's about that USA?
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Preach.
If there's unclean spirits leading politicians to their death to fulfill Elijah's prophecy in the Old Testament, they have to be unclean spirits in the book of Revelation leading kings again to their death.
Amen.
Amen.
It has to be.
Amen.
Brother Bram said they accused me of being a typologist. He said that's the only way I know how to preach the Bible. And why was he saying that? Because that is the way that Paul preached it. He said every minister is going to be like Paul.
Amen.
To identify.
Right.
He's anointed by the same spirit that was in
me. Yes, sir.
Amen.
He will go in the types and shadows to bring up the message of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's right.
See?
That's right.
Verse 12, Revelation 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Yes, sir.
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come up out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For listen what it is. They are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the onto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of Almighty God, the last war. World War III is being inspired by demon powers loosed out the pit of hell.
Amen.
1965, the prophet says, the lid is open off the pit of hell, and demon powers are pouring into the earth and becoming incarnated in human beings.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
To fight the bride. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he said.
1965.
He sure did.
Gathering them together.
Yes, sir.
Uniting them in the World Council of Churches.
Uh-huh.
Uniting politics and religion.
Yes, they are.
To cause United States.
Yes, sir.
Russia.
Right.
China.
Yeah.
Libya.
Exactly.
Iran. Syria. Yes, to come together. You see, America is not going to come together with Iran.
Come
on. I have the time to read for you out of Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Yeah.
Where all these nations come together with Gog and Magog.
Yes.
And goes down to attack Israel.
Yes.
And then Jesus descends with a two-edged sword of his mouth and smacks them.
Oh God.
And the Bible said he brings confusion amongst them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That they start to turn their weapons against each other.
Yes, sir.
Just like it was in the book of Judges.
Yes, sir.
With Gideon. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's 300 men. Gideon goes down to fight against them, and God sends confusion in the camp of the enemy, and they turn the swords on each other.
Yes.
If it happened then, it happened here.
Yes.
Go back in the book of Joshua. God did the same thing with Joshua.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Cause the enemy to turn their weapons against each other.
Yes.
What did Ephesians say? Watch Russia. Watch Russia.
Yes, sir.
After
Lord. Amen. 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 Didn't say Soviet Union. It said Russia.
Hallelujah.
Amen, my brother.
Russia. Brother Ram says in the seventh vision, he said, has a bomb with America's name.
Yes.
Scrawled across it.
That
bomb is the judgment for the rejection of the gospel.
Amen.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Amen.
He said, I saw America in ashes.
Yes.
Swirling ashes all over America.
Right.
Caused by a bomb that was loosed on the United States by the Russians.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Hallelujah. You see how many times they're trying to get rid of Putin? You can't get rid of Putin.
No. Just elected him again.
Hallelujah.
It's God's will.
It's the will of the Father.
Yes, sir.
What Abraham says, Russia is Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh.
When Israel failed to stand on the word of God, God sent Nebuchadnezzar down to Israel to punish them for their sins. He said, Russia is the Nebuchadnezzar in this hall that we're standing in.
Amen.
Reach
it. Hallelujah. Right?
Truth.
Amen.
That's perfect, Lord.
I'm going to close down.
Glory.
But you can read this when you...
Hallelujah.
I won't read it.
Hallelujah.
But I'll give you the scriptures.
Okay. Thank you.
You can go to... 1 Kings 22, verse 30 to 39 when you get home. But I'm just going to quote because time is gone. Ahab now, when they get on the battlefield, listen carefully. Ahab tells Jehoshaphat, I am to trust that this prophecy, even though we tell this man, Micaiah is a liar, I ain't taking no chances. You put on my clothes. And I will put on your clothes.
Yeah.
So that I will not be attacked by these enemies.
Yeah.
So that this foolishness that Micaiah just said about me don't happen and come to pass.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen.
That's right.
So Jehoshaphat takes the clothes of Ahab
and
gets on the horse and start riding.
Yes.
And the Bible said them Syrians was instructed by the general.
Yes.
Don't worry with Canada.
Uh-huh.
Don't bother about UK.
Yes.
in this bomb and we are America.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Right,
amen.
Even though the Canadians are their friend,
right.
And the British is partnering with them in some of the evils, I want you to aim this on here.
Yep.
Amen.
Glory.
Yeah.
So they go after Jehoshaphat. And when Jehoshaphat realized he's going to die, but the sparks, he said, I'm Jehoshaphat!
Yeah.
I am not here! I'm Jehoshaphat!
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And they said when he did that, a man took a book. Ahab didn't die up in close combat.
No.
No.
Okay.
Come on.
A man pulled an arrow.
Uh-huh. He did.
With a bow.
He sure did.
The bow is the missile launcher.
Uh-huh.
And the arrow is the missile.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
The Ahab name marked on it.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls it.
Yes.
And it goes through the sky. I can imagine that arrow starts sailing through the sky. And God said, come on, Gabriel.
Woo!
Direct that arrow to the place it's supposed
yes,
to go.
Sir.
To fulfill
yes,
the answer's prophecy. I can see Gabriel coming down, snatching that arrow. And move it back. It's going down over here. Come over here. And boom.
Yeah.
It's the target.
In Ahab's heart.
Right in the heart. Yes. Killed.
Ahab was killed by a missile launched by the enemy.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
That struck the heart and destroyed him.
Yes, right. It did.
Right.
Bible said, tell him, he said, take me out of the battle, and he rides out of the battle.
Uh-huh.
But slumps in the chariot and dies.
Yes, he does.
Listen to this now.
Oh, God.
They bury Ahab, but somebody say, we didn't wash the chariot. So a guy takes the chariot now and goes down by a lake and decides to wash all this blood
yeah.
out of the chariot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Bible says, while he's washing the blood out of the chariot,
mm-hmm.
a dog crawls off the bushes.
Wow.
And goes over the right way the chariot is and starts to lick that blood.
That's not
right. Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, the dog was anointed to lick the blood.
Yeah.
To fulfill the prophecy of Elijah,
amen.
Who told Ahab, the dogs are going to lick your blood.
That's God.
Lord.
Yes.
Once a word comes from the mouth of a vindicated prophet,
yeah.
it does not go back for the power, but
yes,
fulfill the purpose
yes,
of the
will.
Come from.
Yes, it will.
The only people on this earth
come on.
Who have a full understanding
amen.
Of the end of this world are those who are familiar with Elijah's message.
Amen.
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 The rest of them guessing. They're blessing this.
Yes,
they're
right
prophesying. They're prophesying that.
Yeah.
But Micaiah is saying what Elijah already said.
Amen.
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 Which is the revelation of the seven seals in the last hour that reveals all things.
Yeah.
That which was. That which is, and that which is to come.
Yes,
amen. Let us stand to
our glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Can you see this, my friend?
Yes, amen.
We are right at the end.
Yes,
that's why America had to vote the way she voted last week.
She had to.
She did that.
Yeah.
Because Elijah's prophecy
yeah.
is about to come to pass.
Amen, brother.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, who they tried to get out of power multiple times and couldn't do it, turns around and tells them, this is Haman trying to take us to the gates. Between World War II and World War III in the book of Esther. Hallelujah! That man's anointed to see his nation and his country in the scriptures.
Amen.
If a man like that's anointed to see his nation in the scriptures, what about we who are the bride of Jesus Christ?
Come on.
We have been feeding on this word. Shouldn't we be able to see ourselves in the scriptures in this hour?
Amen.
To identify
yeah.
what is happening amongst us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads.
Yes.
As we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, I struggle through this trying to save my voice.
You're great.
Lord, you have been gracious to us.
You have.
Lord, what you want us to see is where we are at positionally.
Where we're at. Yes.
Where we are standing, Lord, so we can have expectation for what the next thing is going to be.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The only reason we are here today for service this morning, because we know that yesterday was Saturday.
Yes.
And tomorrow is Monday.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sunday comes between Saturday and Monday.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Brother Branham said that if we can see the last thing God did and the next thing God is going to do, we are going to have a revelation
of
what God is doing now.
Yes.
We don't care about what was happening or what is going to happen.
Yes.
We want to see what is happening now in the present tense.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, may we arise and equip ourselves with the word.
Yes, Jesus.
Because we have been given the responsibility as the bride to be the final voice in the final age. We have to speak this word exactly the way it's been spoken by a vindicated
Lord
prophet.
Jesus.
Because God does not change his mind about this word.
Yes.
Inspire us, dear God.
Yes, Jesus.
Continue to anoint your servants, men of God,
yes,
who are willing to take the risk of speaking things that is contrary to what society believes and accepts.
Yes.
But they want to hold fast to those things and believe them and stand upon them. Oh God, may you bless these servants of God.
Yes.
Bless their churches. Yes. Bless their people, dear God.
Yes,
and continue to anoint them and inspire them with divine revelation to reveal the things that are taking place in the present hour.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to work with us. Continue to anoint us, dear God, as we give ourselves to you. Remember the service we have this evening. You will come once again, Lord. Open the scrolls of heaven and speak from your excellent glory.
Yes,
we ask
Lord.
It in the name of Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Amen.